sisters. I'm Libby.
And I'm Katie.
And it is February!
But almost the end.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
I love the way you held that out.
I know.
You know, do we always sound the same? Do people think that's a recording in the beginning? Like, welcome to the Ranting Sisters. I'm Libby.
I don't think so.
That's what you sound like in my head.
Really?
I'm Libby.
I know. Well, I love it how if I don't start that way, the rest of the podcast will never be the
same. It won't. It's not good.
Never.
It's bad juju.
Bad juju.
You know what I'm saying? It's not good. But I always wonder, do we sound exactly the same in every beginning?
I don't know. I've never...
That's free. It's free every time.
Free advertising. We don't even have specialties, okay?
No.
We don't have buttons we press.
No.
We don't get to sit and listen to a recording and then start talking. No, guys, no. This is all natural.
It's off the cuff. Yeah. Every time.
Yeah, no. Everyone's like, are you scripted? No.
Absolutely not.
That would be ridiculous.
This is a running stream from our heads.
We do not
into your ears.
Script. Oh, we're running out of our heads into your ears.
That's right.
That's juicy.
No. But yeah, it's almost the end of February. And maybe if you're listening to this, it is the end of February.
Maybe you're listening to this in the middle of June. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know how it works. I do know this. We're getting ready for March, and we know what March is.
Easter! Jesus gonna die and rise again!
I was gonna say anniversary, but when you go that way, it's hard to cap that.
I didn't know where
you were
going.
I was gonna say it was our anniversary
month.
Okay,
I'll go back.
March. Well, Easter's not always in March.
Well, that's true, but this year
it is.
And it is creeping on us like a bad set of eggs that you left out in the sun all day long.
Oh, that's gross.
Mushy.
I just was like, that is nasty.
Not that I've ever done that.
No, you've never left anything like mayonnaise out in the car in a 100-degree day.
Why did we go from eggs to mayonnaise?
Well, you
and not eggs, not
because
eggs.
We haven't left eggs, but you have left mayonnaise.
Oh, because it's got eggs in it.
Yeah.
I wasn't talking about those type
and
of eggs.
It was a 100-degree day, by the way. Summer.
100-degree day. It was a 100-degree day.
Ooh, it's gotta be that kind of episode. But yes, it's the end of February. March is coming, which is our anniversary month.
Yes!
So get ready for
Wheel of Makeup! Things are gonna be said.
So
we're gonna bring new things.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
We're gonna get personal.
Personal. What?
Why'd you whisper
personal? Why'd you say personal? Like, we have never done that before on this podcast.
Oh, well, maybe personal, but specialty
make
for the
month. Make you
cry. Yeah. Oh, okay. Have maybe we ever made someone cry?
We don't
cry?
Do a podcast.
Do you think we've ever made someone cry?
Maybe.
That would be awesome.
If we've ever made you cry,
tell us.
Tell us. Because we really want to know, because that gives us the joy in our hearts.
It does. I love a good cry. Mm-hmm. That's life.
There you go.
But, so this week we've accomplished a lot of stuff.
Yes, we did.
We've also had a gingerbread contest.
We did. And, you know, the listener might be, oh my gosh, you had a gingerbread competition in February?
Like, you've not?
Come on.
Come on here.
There's cheap thrills in life, and that's one of them.
We have an annual gingerbread contest with another family, and it's a tradition.
Yes.
And,
We crushed them!
Let me make this straight. Okay.
Yikes. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
We do this, this is our ninth year doing it.
It was our ninth year doing it.
Well, it was our ninth year last year.
Yeah, technically.
And this year would be our 10th year, but we haven't met Christmas yet.
Yeah.
So just stay with us, okay?
Yeah, stay
if you've
with
ever
us.
Had something have to wait because someone got sick.
Or scheduling problems.
Yes. And so technically this is 2023's gingerbread competition.
That's right. Which means 2024
is our 10th year.
Yeah. Hasn't happened yet.
Done it for a solid decade.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yikes. How about that? So we had that, and that's always fun.
Yeah.
Always a good time.
And who won? I forgot.
Oh,
can you tell me?
Yes. Libby won our gingerbread contest.
That's right, baby!
Her mashed potato mountain.
No. You cannot say. You just say I won. You don't say mashed potato mountain.
Was it
because
your
you're bitter.
I'm not bitter about
you
it.
You are bitter.
I don't know how mine came in last place.
Because
I don't.
It was stinky.
No, it was
down.
Not. I can think of a couple more that were stinkier than mine.
Really? Could it be that
the second place winner? Maybe.
The second place winner who, by the way, I just want to let y'all know, the time was up. We were done. We were placing.
And
she's
still
like,
added
I didn't
stuff.
Put the
She added stuff on her gingerbread.
She put, what was it? A stone walkway. She's like, it's just stones, guys.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's something that messes with
false
the aesthetic.
Advertising.
I had a peppermint fence.
Okay, Katie, you were donezo. You were in the bottom.
You know mine was not bottom worthy. You know it. You know you guys voted me bottom because I won 3 times in a row.
Bottoms up, baby.
Yeah. When I go back to look at mine, there is some unfair.
Come on.
There is some unfair.
Well, the second, thing about it is, see, we judge, but we don't judge for ourselves. So everyone gets every other number but themselves.
But it's still rigged because you guys are purposefully not placing somebody in first place.
Somebody. I think we know who that body
me!
Is.
Yeah, me! Me! It's me because you guys are so bitter.
But you came at the
bottom.
And you were
bottom. Last. I was fifth place. Did anybody see the one before mine?
Are you talking about
Avon?
Avon.
Absolutely I am. I'm calling her out.
Oh, there it is.
I'm just saying. And then I don't really understand. What inspired yours? Let me try to interview you.
Mine?
Yeah.
That inspired mine?
Mashed potatoes.
Well, I can't clearly. Wait to inspire what inspired yours. Mine was inspired by sweaters.
What sweater?
Christmas sweaters. What do you know about with sweaters?
I don't know if you've ever seen
Christmas. Yeah, it had little zigzags on the roof.
Mine was classy Christmas.
Classy, more like messy. Because you were dumping. I knew the moment you were so out of your zone. Because you were like, it's not Christmas, but it's Christmas. Right, right, right. And then
it's
you were
gold
like,
and silver.
You were pretty, but you were not.
Silver and gold. What is wrong with you? It's a song.
It's about the Lord.
I want someone else to see. I want someone to see my gingerbread and not tell me that that was definitely not fifth place.
Hey, guys, and this, my friends, is why Katie's bitter. Because Katie can't handle the fact that I want
fifth place!
Every year.
You have never come in fifth place in the years we've been doing it.
That is not true.
Oh, no.
Last year,
that the tongue?
Stop bringing up the tongue! And if, I swear, if you bring up the fact that I chewed on it, I did not chew.
Yeah. And you know what? Ava won in first place that year, and let me tell you what. You want to talk about a time that I needed some lawyers? Right then, I look back at the picture of mine, and I'm like, how did ours not place?
It was ours, because you were with them.
Yeah, I usually team up with Wyatt.
Yeah.
And he wasn't with me this year, and clearly that was the problem.
Clearly, that was it. Your silver and crap.
It was
sorry.
Not. I had a pepper, and I had a snowman.
And I had a... No. Okay, sounds like a lot of whining for me. It's okay, guys. I came in...
first place!
Right. I'm sorry, I forget every time. And then Crickle came in...
place. Yeah. What was that?
That big doo-doo for you.
Absolutely. She did it, what, one other year? She didn't even qualify because her house was pre-done while all of ours
were pre-done.
She except for the decoration.
Mm. Yeah, well, that was all natural.
Let me tell you what, that ain't happening this December. Mm. I'm going in with it. I want to see the patience go out the window when your house falls apart because the roof won't stay up. Absolutely.
Hey. Oh, no, honey.
Absolutely.
I mean, for sure. What I did on top of my house.
I'm going to give you the gingerbread, too, with the roof that's really weird, the church one.
Not if you don't get up there first. If you don't get up there first, honey. You got to get from the potty to the room. You always go to the bathroom while we're in the kitchen, and you're like, why did I get this house?
I'm going to stick because your
little co-partner didn't get up from his phone that year, and you all got the house you hate the most.
It still looked better.
Boom, baby. Boom roasted.
I'm just saying. Yeah. I don't know how that happened.
I don't either, but I just know that last year, I am the winner, just so you know.
Yeah.
2023.
You're the winner.
I am the winner.
You weren't the winner the year before. That was Ava. She was first place.
And then the year before that
was... Which
was
questionable.
Me,
let me tell you what. That
right?
was questionable.
Yeah, me.
Yes. Okay, and then the year before that was me, and then the year before that was me, and then the year before that was me!
It was a back-to-back-to-back-to-back, and see now, Karma is my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Karma is the oral.
Everyone just votes against me, and you know why? Jesus is watching.
I did mine completely
Jesus
proper.
Is watching.
Where was I on your list, huh?
Last place!
Because
that mashed potato mountain was stupid. Come on.
Please, honey.
Come on here.
I had a little grass sparking up that's number one worthy.
No.
I am the winner.
Absolutely not. But you know what else was a competition but a nice one?
What?
Obviously not as nasty as ours.
No, not as nasty.
We watched the Garnertown talent show.
We sure did.
That was awesome.
We had, it also had an intermission.
It did. So many people entered.
So much talent, we had to intermission that stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's a great way to put it.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know. That really threw me. I was like, wow, this is amazing.
Right. We went to the bathroom.
Yeah, well, thank you. You didn't have to tell the people.
I'm just letting them know.
Okay, thank you. That's why we got our snack, because we didn't know there was going to be an intermission.
Right, and we got our snacks too early.
Oh, really? Would you rather have your snack?
I don't know. Sometimes I never know how to time it, you know?
I get that. I do.
Sometimes when we're watching a show, I like to get an intermission.
Oh, okay. I don't. You got to rush.
What a loser.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That.
Wow.
You know what? If I had your gingerbread
but you
house,
are.
I would crash you that thing in
You
front.
Are in last place. You were at the bottom. You were at the poopy level.
Well, technically, we don't
You
have.
Were at the diarrhea level. You didn't even make it. Done. You weren't even solid enough.
You're done.
But we did. And then my best friend was in the talent show with her sister.
It was so good.
There was a lot of talent this year.
Right?
More than I think I've...
River dancing?
River dancing.
Interpretive dancing?
Interpretive dancing?
Say that three times fast.
I can't.
A band? It was just so cool.
Yeah, we had rock and roll band, okay? Eat some of that.
Oh, okay. Who's eating it?
Have you ever watched other people's talent shows in their towns?
No, I decided
Me
not
Me neither.
To. I only watch ours because... Clearly, it's
no,
the best.
Not like go to them. We don't go.
Oh no,
we only go to Garner ones because
it's well, clearly,
better.
It's better.
Again, Broadway Garner. I mean, like, do we need to say anymore?
It's true.
Do I need to say more?
No, no. You don't.
But yeah, we had a good time. We love all of those things.
It is. It's so fun.
Yeah.
This was our third or fourth one going for.
Yeah, because we actually went to one before the pandemic started.
Yes.
Like literally the same year, but then the
right
pandemic
before. Whoa, it was
whoa.
Like a different world, guys.
It was weird.
It was a different life.
We were, like, in people's faces. We were
hugging
people.
It was super crowded.
Yeah.
People sat on top of each other.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, they didn't sit on top of each other.
Not on each other.
No.
That would be weird.
That would be odd.
That would be a little odd.
Thank you for that. Clarify.
I need to ask permission before you sit on someone.
Okay. I would rather.
Consent.
And mine would always be no. Immediately no.
Immediately no.
Immediately no.
Immediately no.
But that was our week.
Yes, it was.
As you can see, it was very eventful.
We were eventful. We had a lot of competitions
passionate.
Going on.
Yeah.
A lot of passion.
Yeah, a lot of passion going on. But with February closing out, we decided that we would talk about something that we hadn't talked about.
What is that?
Love. And as you can tell, we just love love. Yeah.
We sure do.
It's a topic that, you know, is not sometimes the best for us.
Mm-hmm.
We aren't the most...
Romantical?
Romantic? Why do you say romantical?
Because it's always hard for people to comprehend the fact that we don't always want to talk about our romance lives. You
yeah,
know what I'm
no.
About? And we're not going
no.
to.
No, no,
so don't get your hopes up.
No,
let's
not.
Just bring it down,
that's
okay?
Just, that's a therapy session for another day.
What? Take it with Jesse. Always go to Jesse.
But the topic of it being like movies and stuff like that. It's not always our pick, and we're not always associated with those type of things.
No, we're usually with murder.
Yeah.
Where the lover ends up killing the other lover,
which
and they're dead.
Which is always my favorite kind.
Right?
Love you know,
that.
Just saying.
We love that.
Action, explosions. Mm. A lot of people think that's more of our
or when
thing.
They end up being,
where are you going
enemies,
with
the
enemies,
lovers.
Oh, enemies, the lovers.
Which is something we're talking about. Or when your killer is your lover. You know?
Okay.
Stockholm Syndrome's real, guys.
Yes.
Yikers! Never love your captor.
Okay. Thank you.
Capster?
Was that a warning for in case anything?
Just
okay.
In case. If someone's listening inside of a basement and they're tied up and they're listening to us, which, why are you listening to us? Call the police. If you're listening to this, don't love him, okay?
Yeah, no.
If he is smacking you
like
around.
Like the One Direction song talks about.
Whoa!
You don't want to have
Stockholm
syndrome.
Well, that one talks about him being captured by her, so.
Okay.
You know. But I don't know. To each their own, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, you don't know.
I don't know. Never love your kidnapper, even if he looks like Harry Styles.
Okay. Well, that's a
even
good point.
Even though I think I would have stopped him.
Oh, okay.
Like, take me down.
Well,
know?
You know what? That seems like a therapy
session. That's a problem.
But
that leads right into what we're talking about.
The people. What did the people say, Libby?
Well, let me tell you. You know what? I just want
to
say
yeah.
that a lot of my, if you follow me on Instagram, at Farnung,
at
Libby Farnung.
At Libby Farnung. That's yours. At Farnung Mintz is me.
You failed.
Okay.
I really
were we supposed to say it at the same time?
I thought you were going to say it.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
You're not on my wavelength.
Nope, we're not on wavelength.
Nope. I just want to say, a lot of you guys did come out, okay?
Okay.
I thought you guys would. You know, it's romance, it's love. I mean, I had a lot of, I had some DMs. I didn't have a ton.
Yeah.
But you guys really didn't come out for this one, and I'm a little bothered by
it. Maybe the people don't love love.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
Maybe
I get
they
that.
Need a therapist.
I get that.
I definitely probably do.
Yeah, probably.
But Jesse's my therapist. I pay her in treats. Cheapest therapy
well,
I've ever had.
Cheap, too.
So.
She also gives you no points back.
No points. Yeah. Nothing back. She never tells me. She just kind of nips at me.
Yeah.
And by nipping, I don't mean biting. I mean nipping. Like, talking too much. That's it. So, my first question was, I thought you guys would really give me some good stuff, guys.
Mm.
So, I asked what... I asked!
Pronunciate.
Oh, no. I asked, what is your favorite romance story? Tell us. It can be from movies, it could have been from books, it could have been from TV shows.
Yes.
Funny, we're talking about that. And you guys did come out. I only got one. That was it. And I don't know what's wrong with you guys, but I really need
Maybe
you to figure your life out.
Love, love.
Like, I thought there'd be some Little Women action, some Office,
Is The Office, do you consider The Office a love story?
Well, I have something from it.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, I thought we'd have some good stuff going. Marvel? Come on, guys! Twilight?
Oh, okay.
What's wrong with you guys?
Well,
Lord of the Rings?
Twilight, definitely.
Come on!
Come on, guys.
So I got one. It was, she had messaged me and she said, I don't really think it counts, but I love The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Does it count? I think it does.
So it does. I definitely think so.
It's a
love
triangle.
Whoa!
Yeah. Oh, we're back on the same link.
We love that. And yeah, I definitely do think that's a good one. I think if you enjoy, romance, well, first of all, who doesn't love a love triangle?
Absolutely.
Hello, who will she choose? You
Jacob
know what?
Jacob and Edward?
Peter
and Gail?
Oh. Yeah, well, I think we know why we don't end up with Gail.
Yeah, because he murdered her sister.
Okay, spoiler. That's a spoil.
That movie
would
is
you
like
consider,
from
so I was looking at some, and I thought I would get this, but apparently I didn't.
Yes.
In Little Women, Lori ends up with, we know Amy, okay?
Uh-huh.
Do you think that's a love triangle? Because Amy, we find out, loved him all along?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't consider it. Because
Joe is not loving him, you know?
Well, Joe doesn't
I'm loving
him.
It.
Mm. Yeah. Joe doesn't love him. I don't know that I consider Little Women a love story. Do you?
Really? Well, so, from what I looked up, yes, a lot of people do. Because I had to do my own research. Thank you, guys.
I don't think I consider it a love story, but I guess I could see where you would, because it's about sisters. It's more of like a family drama.
That's right.
That's what I would consider it.
But I thought I would get a lot. I thought I'd get some Pride and Prejudice up in here.
Right?
Like Sense of Sensibility.
All the movies that go with Pride and Prejudice. Jane Eyre.
Yeah.
What Marvel movie were you thinking was a love story?
Well, you have Guardians of the Galaxy.
You think Guardians of the Galaxy?
No, not a full love story. This was just like in general.
Oh, your favorite lovers.
Your favorite couples. Yeah,
okay.
Your favorite lovables? Your favorite lovers. Lovables? What are lovables?
I don't know.
I think we should say that anymore.
WandaVision. I consider WandaVision a love story.
More like a Stockholm Syndrome moment happening there.
What is not keeping anyone captive?
No, she's totally not doing that to a whole town.
What's something she gotta do? What you gotta do?
Okay, well...
She was gonna let him go.
Well, that's what they all say. Sure, okay.
This is getting hurtful.
Yeah.
Tangled?
Okay, yeah.
Beauty?
So that's all I had. Okay.
Barbie?
None of you. Oh,
was Barbie a love story? No.
No, because Barbie's got
to Barbie
go on
is
on.
A coming of age story, I would
That's
think.
More of it.
Yeah.
Coming on. So our next one that I put out, which you guys finally did come out, apparently you guys enjoyed the polls instead of the questionnaire.
Yeah.
Rude!
It's personal. We don't mind.
We love you being personal.
We love being personal. Maybe it's the way we talk.
Maybe. Oh.
Are we insulting sometimes?
I don't think we're insulting. Maybe we have insulted people. I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
I don't really want
to. We don't mean to.
I mean, I know I have. And so we have, is romance your favorite genre?
Oh, absolutely
not. I'm getting too passionate about this.
Absolutely not. I'll be honest with you. Anytime someone says, I have a book idea for you, and it's a romance. I want Stop it.
I'm gonna throw up.
I don't know why. I just cannot get into it. Like, it's just not my
thing. I don't love love.
It's just, I know that if it's flown written correctly, like, I can get into it, but it's not my first choice.
Right. So we have Yes, I Love Love. That's what I put in there. Okay. Versus Ew, No, Not At All. This was a very strong, because I had some DMs also come in.
Oh.
So we have that
you guys DM about?
Yeah. So we have Yes, I Love Love coming in with 62%, while Ew, No, Not At All with 38%.
That was me. I voted for that, too.
So I guess the thing that I get is, like, I know a lot of people who love mystery novels like we do.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also know a lot of people who love romantic novels. And also they love just loving all kinds of things. Stories, movies, TV series. A lot of people enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
And also some people don't understand that some stories aren't love.
Okay.
They're more of just a story about two people who will they, won't they. You know what I'm talking about?
Will they,
won't they? And 9 times out of 10, they won't.
You know? Everyone loves the Sam and Diane type.
We though. Love that, yeah.
Yeah. Who's Sam and Diane?
You got me! And you did it on purpose. Why did
Cheers.
You do that?
They're from Cheers.
I didn't watch Cheers! Why the crap? Or more like, Lorelai.
Luke. Yeah. Mm. Will they, won't they?
I'm in my Gilmore Girls era. I've always been in my Gilmore Girls era.
I was in the Gilmore Girls
Grandma era. Grandma Girl. I was in my Grandma Girl.
When it was live.
And let me tell you something.
And I was watching it, and then after it, watched Supernatural.
That's right. Well, let me tell you something. Yeah, I don't give a crap if you can be Team Jess. You can be Team Logan. Am I right?
Oh, yeah, Logan.
Okay. Forgettable. But let me tell you, if you ain't Team Dean, you can go poop a log, okay?
Okay.
Or suck a log. I don't know. Something like
Please
that.
Please don't say that. Please don't say that. Please.
And I'm
Please
gonna,
don't say that.
I don't want to hear about Team Jess, okay? I don't want to hear about it. Yeah. Even though I kind of find him attractive.
Okay.
He is kind of.
I don't like Logan. I don't know why everybody likes Logan.
Team Logan, go poop on yourself.
Okay.
Anyway, going back.
Whatever that all meant.
So, the next one, that's our last one, is this one was a huge overall. Like, a big turnout came out.
Oh,
for
we love
big
that.
Turn.
No.
That was so funny. No. I wasn't even thinking of turns.
Yeah, sure you were.
Or was I?
Okay.
So we have, do you love a romance story about enemies to lovers?
Absolutely.
Now, here's the thing.
Absolutely, I do.
Okay.
Love it!
Now, sometimes enemies to lovers sometimes turns to enemies to lovers to enemies. That's
enemies,
all.
Lovers, the killers thing.
Oh.
Love it!
No. There's no killing.
Love it!
No.
Love that.
I don't even
enemies
know.
To lovers to hate you even more. Mm. Love it.
When they're lovers.
Yeah.
Back
to lovers? No, they never go back.
They never go back.
Yeah, because the only thing stronger than love is hating you.
I had some DMs, actually multiple ones, that said, I actually love more. There was one specific, she had texted me, and she's like, oh, well, I actually really like, if it's done well,
mm-hmm.
Friends to lovers trope.
Oh, boring.
That is really rough. I had two or three people who had sent me that. They were like, oh, well, I kind of like the, if it's done
but
well.
But it wasn't on the poll, so.
Oh, well, hey now. This is what dreams.
No, I don't like friends to lovers either.
Come on. Now.
No, that's boring.
So I actually sometimes.
Snooze. Don't love that.
I do, especially when, like, the friend is like a weenie and he's like,
what?
To the side,
a weenie?
And then he comes back and he's like, oh, he's kind of cute. That's actually called,
what's
rude.
It called? It's called Jacob in Twilight.
Oh, yeah. When he cuts his hair, even though he was good looking with long hair.
Yeah.
And he's in the rain.
Ew.
Yeah. I can't stand the rain. You know what I'm talking about, but I can with you.
Okay.
Now stay with me.
Yeah.
We love a man who comes back with a tattoo on his shoulder and looking.
You know,
fine.
For a moment there, I didn't know.
Talking about Jacob.
You were talking about Jacob. No, I
that's
don't,
a little weird.
I don't love friends to lovers.
Okay.
Because that's boring.
Well, we had a few that had to say
nope,
that.
I
and
like
you know
enemies.
What? Good for you.
Enemies to
we
lovers.
You know why? You love that. So we
love
have
it.
Yes, it's the best versus no, not really. We have yes, it's the best with 90%.
Do you think if you had put friends?
Put? Do you think if you had put? I didn't because we were mainly talking about enemies to lovers.
Do you think if you had put though
friends to lovers,
if that had beat enemies to lovers?
I don't know. You know, I didn't think about that when I was doing the polls.
Yeah. No, well, it didn't. So
we have a no, not really coming in with 10%.
Oh.
And I think my thing about it is, I understand some people are like, well, I don't like enemies to lovers because it's weird.
But people just liking each other is boring.
That's so boring.
We love the chase. We love the hating each
whenever
other.
Whenever I
haven't you ever watched Bridgerton?
Yeah.
It's all about hating each other.
No, no. We don't want to promote Bridgerton. No, no, no.
Well, I mean, come
well,
on.
It's how they
went up. Both those seasons are good.
That's true.
The second season was my favorite.
Yeah. That was enemies to lovers.
It was enemies to lovers. The first one was kind of enemies to lovers.
Kinda. Mm-hmm. Kinda.
Well, they weren't friends.
So whenever I think of friends to lovers, and I'm trying to think of what somebody is, I always go right to...
Summer I Turned Pretty.
No. I go right to 13 Going on 30, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Where he really liked her, but she didn't, and then when they got older, well, she was 30. Like...
I do love 13 Going on 30.
You know, mm-hmm. I love you.
Yeah, because he's Mark Ruffalo.
Getting married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's rough.
Awkward. That's rough when they're married.
Yikes. But he was getting married. He wasn't.
Wrong for them.
He was getting married. He wasn't married.
Got you. Okay?
He wasn't.
Or was he?
No,
he wasn't.
He wasn't.
She sucked anyway.
Yeah, she was not.
She won't know
she
Jennifer
won't a good
Garner.
Actress either. No.
Oh, no. That's
sorry.
Lovely.
We're getting personal. I didn't mean to get personal.
No, you
yeah.
didn't.
No.
Enemies,
well, yeah, I do love
enemies
it,
so. To lovers is more of
shadow
a
and
good story.
Yeah.
You know?
One of my movie pick is enemies to lovers.
Yeah, really?
My book pick is kind
of
enemies
to
lovers.
One of mine is, too.
Really? I'm interested to know. I'm interested to know what your idea of enemies to lovers is.
Okay. So we
Hunger
did...
Games, The Snake, The Songbird, and Snake. Enemies to lovers.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Back to enemies? Love that one, too.
Yeah.
I love that.
Well, because...
Enemies, lovers, back to enemies. Because that's just probably the way it was meant to be.
I think what's going to be interesting...
Because can you love someone that you really actually kind of start off hating?
I don't think we have to go to this. I think we need to trail off where we're going. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you could love someone, hate them, and then can you go back to loving them again? I don't know.
I don't think so. You know what
I'm
talking about?
Is that getting too personal for you?
Ew. You're such a dirt. I think
about that gingerbread first place winner and then think about how I feel about it.
Ooh.
Oh.
I think that sometimes.
I really knocked you over for that one.
I really love that story. That's actually one of my favorites, but not on my list.
None of
my No. So we actually did our, which was in the comments. You all could have commented yours.
Yeah.
We did movie romance couple. Yep. Because these are couples.
Mm-hmm.
Book. Love Us, book, and TV shows. We did our top three.
Yes, we did.
Okay.
So, where
are we starting?
Don't rhyme, so.
We'll start with movie, book, and then last will be show.
Okay. So, who wants to go first?
You.
Okay.
I did a lot of talking.
I'll start from the bottom.
Okay.
To the top.
Because it only
gets better from there.
Uh-huh.
I still don't know how that goes. Because
that's where it's at. I think that's what you said.
No, that's what you said. I say it can only get better from
disagree.
There.
I disagree. We should really ask the people, but they won't answer me.
They won't answer you. Number three, TV show for me.
Okay.
I felt like if I picked this, you weren't going to love it, but I'm going to do it anyway because mm-hmm. I feel like you're going to say, that doesn't count, but I'm doing it anyway.
Okay.
The Young and the Restless.
That counts.
Soap opera.
Okay.
I mean, you can't get more love than soap opera.
Yeah, that's love.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm
saying? It's got everything on it. Everything from lovers kidnapping the ones they're obsessed
with.
Could be your brother.
Could be your lover.
Lovers turning out to be related in some way.
Could be your cousin.
Enemies. And then, I mean, it's like The Young and the Restless has been on forever. Literally, people have been married to each.
Just
everyone.
Got renewed for 4 more years.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's like
I've
a presidential.
I'm watching it. It is so over the top and ridiculous that it can't get much more
That's
ridiculous.
True.
And then it does. I love it.
And you're like, what am I watching?
Yeah, people have got addictions to stuff. Mm-hmm. Then they fall in love with the person that's helped them with their addiction.
Yeah.
It is great.
And then while they're sleeping with the addiction, you know what? I'm going to stop it. Whoopsie.
Yeah.
Whoa. Just want to say, shout out to Chance, who's on The Young
Lives. What? No, it's Adam from the soap opera.
No.
Always. Victor's son.
Woo-hoo!
My favorite.
Chance can give me a chance, boy.
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
You know. But that was my...
And Jackson.
That's my number one. I mean, of course there are others, of course. But But you can't beat Young and the Restless. It's all about love.
So, there's 50 million couples. Who did you pick?
That was my favorite?
Yeah.
That was my favorite couple? I would probably go with my tried and true favorite has always been Sharon and Nick.
So, did you... Wait a minute. Yeah. Now that I'm realizing this, did you pick a couple from each one? Because I picked the couple.
Oh, I can.
From each... Okay.
I can.
Well, I just was asking.
Well, also, mine are kind of about the couples, the next one.
I was about to say, yeah.
But Sharon and Nick, they're the classic.
Sharon and Nick?
Yeah, that's what I've grown up with. What?
No.
Well, what? I've always loved Nick.
Okay.
And Sharon was just always the one I liked the best.
Okay.
Are you thinking Phyllis and...
Yes!
No, Phyllis and Jack come in second.
Mm-mm.
Yes!
No.
Absolutely!
I disagree. But we'll talk about that on another day.
No. It's Sharon and Nick.
Okay.
And then my book pick, which I don't think is going to be a big surprise, that my favorite love story book pick is...
what did you say? I'm listening to you, but I'm not.
Is Pride and Prejudice.
Okay.
Which is, of course, Mr. Darcy and Elizabeth.
Right.
Wait, don't go there. That is the ultimate enemies to lovers.
Ultimate, just the hand thing.
Yes!
The flexing his hand.
Yeah.
Gotta be careful with my words.
Gotta be careful, because, you know, this
later
is recorded.
On. Yeah. This is recorded. Well, obviously.
Mr. Darcy, the ultimate man.
I don't love you. I do love you.
Yeah.
I'm a psychopath.
And
you know,
Mr. Darcy is
not
a psychopath.
No, I don't think he is. It's just that he goes back and forth. No, he's not a psychopath. Okay, don't come for me.
That was my favorite, like, story-wise. I had a couple more. I do have a couple
of love stories.
I'm
surprised you didn't pick Sense and Sensibility.
That's my favorite story of Jane Austen's.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know that I always think of it as a love story. Yeah. I think of it more of like the sisters and kind of the mother's drama with the son-in-law.
Her brother. Hubba.
Pride and Prejudice is the ultimate. I've read the books.
Mm-hmm.
I've, because it has sequel books not written by Jane Austen.
Yeah.
And I've read those. They're not as good, of course. And all the movies, I've seen all the versions.
Well, we know which one's the best one.
Clearly the Keira Knightley one.
Clearly.
Come on here, guys.
I've seen
the PBS special. I like the PBS special. I know it's the closest to the book.
Yeah.
But there is something about the one with Keira Knightley that it just gives me all the aesthetic vibes I need.
Right? And who doesn't want a lover like him?
Come on. And he's the best looking Mr. Darcy.
I love
Colin Firth. Firth. Colin Firth.
Yeah.
I do. I love him. And I think he's a good Mr. Darcy.
Good looking older.
Yeah.
Hey,
but
yo.
But I actually think Laurence Olivier is probably the king of Mr. Darcy.
Really? Wow. Is that controversial?
Maybe.
Because
the dresses aren't done right in that Pride and Prejudice. Ooh. But Laurence Olivier is the best Mr. Darcy.
Wow. That is controversial.
If Jane Austen
would have... You said it, not me.
If Jane Austen would have known he existed, she practically wrote Mr. Darcy for him.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Absolutely. But I love Pride and Prejudice. I love Jane Austen's stories, so I do love stories. Hers are just more of what...
I do love them, okay?
But I'm going to be honest. Like, that is probably as love-driven as I get, is Jane Austen's stories.
Right.
And Charles Dickens.
Right.
That's probably
those
as
are good ones
lovey-dovey.
Too.
Yeah, they always end well, as I get.
Somebody dies from
sickness. I'm sorry. But my ultimate favorite movie... Mm-hmm. That is a love story.
Yes, Kitty.
Number one
is
You've Got Mail.
Wow.
Yes.
I totally didn't know you were going to
say that. Yes, Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks as those characters are just favorite. Also, enemies to lovers.
That's
who
true.
Doesn't love that?
Enemies to lovers to even being catfished.
Well, actually, technically, they're enemies catfishing each other.
Mm-hmm.
Friends and then lovers.
And then lovers.
That's a good. I think
they
that's
take
a,
up the whole whammy.
They mark all of them.
Yeah.
Now that is a plot I can get behind. Enemies to friends to lovers. That's an interesting one.
That's a good. That,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's.
But it always needs to start off with enemies because that's just more interesting, guys.
Right. Yeah. It adds a little spice.
But You've Got Mail is literally probably one of. It's even in probably one of my top 20 favorite movies of all time.
Really.
I love that one. Some people don't know that You've Got Mail is a redo of a couple.
Yes, it is.
Before that one was The Good Old Summertime. Mm-hmm. It has Judy Garland in it.
We love Judy.
She works in a music shop, if I'm not mistaken. And she's writing letters. I don't like the male lead in that one as much. He's kind of a jerk. Yeah. But that one is also
a little bit of a turn.
And then the original one is the shop around the corner.
Yeah, that was a big one.
You know, the You've Got Mail's got a lot of the little Easter eggs from that one.
Yes.
But that's Jimmy Stewart. And I can't remember who the girl is in it. I'm blanking on her name. But
probably doesn't matter.
And you know, Jimmy Stewart and Tom Hanks are kind of
they're similar. Yeah.
And I think Tom Hanks is better, but that's just my opinion.
Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
That's probably
that's really a good one. That's very controversial. Yeah. Funny enough, Jimmy Stewart, not one of my favorite actors.
Ooh, you said it.
I did. Wow. I'm sorry.
Why?
I'm sorry.
Is it the nose?
No, it's just the way
is it the eyes?
He's a little screechy sometimes when he talks.
Oh, it's because he's been lazy.
Yeah, he yells a lot. Yeah. And he's kind of over the top slightly as his character. Just slightly. But the good old Summertime, I like the songs from that one.
Yeah, that one's got
the
good songs.
The Shop Around the Corner, I like the fact that it and You've Got Mail have similar types
of stories. It does. And they also say about it. They say a lot of the lines from there, yeah.
Exactly. And what makes this series work, that it's redone again, is each one, though, has great, fabulous actors in it.
Yes.
And it is a redo of a movie, a reboot, as they would say.
Mm-hmm.
That works every time.
Yeah,
because
it's true.
The acting is good and the story plot is good.
And the comedy, and it also has comedy, sweetness, and sadness all wrapped up in one.
It is my favorite.
Yeah, it's a really good movie.
Yeah. That's mine.
Strong recommend if you're into romances.
Yeah.
So I'll go from bottom to top, because it only gets better from there.
That's
See, that
mine.
Sounds like that's mine.
Why does it sound like it's yours?
It just, Got a little
passionate, you know?
TV shows are at the bottom, of course.
Okay.
So mine is The Office.
What?
Now, stick with me here. When I think of TV shows, I know a lot of people are like, why didn't you pick The Summer I Turned Pretty? Why didn't you pick that show? I love all those shows. Yeah. But I feel like people are expecting them, so I wanted to be non-expectacle. That's a fun one.
Non-expectacle.
So The Office is, I know it's not a love story, but it has a love story undertone in the show.
Yeah.
And my favorite couple from that show.
Sure, Michael does nothing but in a couple seasons look for love.
Love. Oh, because you know, date night, Mike. So my favorite couple in the show, of course, is
Jim and Pam.
I love them.
Okay.
To me, that is something that if it was real life, that would be more of what I would ideal romanticness that I would have.
Because it's not over the top. I think that's what's so nice about
it. And they're kind of funny. And when they first, my favorite.
And they're friends to lovers.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite one is when Pam actually at the beach, she kind of gets courage enough to admit everything that happens to her. And
you see yourself in that episode.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't do it. You're being funny.
I'm not being funny.
You're trying to be funny.
Trying to catch up.
Yeah. And Jim and Pam, when they first start dating, they're so funny.
Yeah.
And then when they're married, I know a lot of things happen. And I know there's a controversy with the cameraman. There's a whole thing that happens.
Yeah.
But I love Jim and Pam. They're my favorite romantic story.
Yeah, I
agree. In a TV series. Because it's so real. And I love it. I know a lot of people are like, what about Angela and Dwight? They are not lovers.
Well, they're actually lovers to enemies back to lovers.
And then married.
Yeah.
So there you go for that. I know it's a little controversial.
I can't wait to hear your book pick.
I know, and I don't think you expect what my book pick's gonna be.
I'm excited. You're done.
So my book is Jane Eyre. And
Mr. Rochester.
Yes. Oh. Edward.
Why did you say, yeah, I've read the book. Thank you very much.
I know you have.
I've watched the 50 million
Listen to the book. So my thing is, I love Jane Eyre.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
It's been your favorite since you were little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people don't expect that.
Really?
Jane Eyre
and I think you look like
Mr.
a Jane Eyre
Rochester.
Gal.
You really?
Are they? They're employers. That's a different kind of lovers. Employee and lovers? That's a different kind of.
She's a tutor. For his daughter.
Governess.
Yes. She's a governess.
Yeah. Just like a teacher and a nanny all rolled up into one.
In one.
Yeah.
And she goes there, and if you don't know Jane Eyre, I feel like you got it. My favorite is the Michael Fassbender.
Yes!
And,
Alice. That was my favorite.
I only know her as Alice Wonderland.
She's a weird name.
But she's a weird name, but love her as Jane Eyre. She's actually what you would picture. And I know a lot of people are like, but that's not really a love story. It is a love story.
It is a love story.
Because what ends up happening is he falls, it's not so much of she falls for him.
Yeah.
He falls for her.
Yeah, and then he's still married. To his crazy wife.
Ew, who's in the walls. And tries
to burn down the house.
Yes. Yeah. That is one of my favorites. I really love that romance.
I love Jane Eyre.
Because it has suspense, it actually has mystery in it.
Yeah.
And it also has romance, but it's not like in your face that they love each other.
No.
Because it's more of a lonely love. Yeah. Which is more of what
it's
I...
employer and employee.
Why do you keep bringing that
up? Well, I'm just saying, it's employer, employee, and then it's friends.
Friends, and then it's lovers.
I love the complicated
ones. We love that. And no, I do not like the dude she... goes off and is with him for a little while.
Does anybody?
No. I don't think so. There were some people who do, but they are wrong.
No.
And no, Jane Eyre is not a love triangle. Let's just get that out of the way.
Okay? Oh, no.
Not a love triangle. Not. Because he never meets Mr. Rochester, okay?
Yeah, because he would have kicked his tail.
Right? Whooped his booty.
Absolutely.
So that is, I love Jane Eyre. It's one of my favorite romance stories.
What is going to be your movie?
Number one as a movie! So I picked Tangled. I picked Flynn Rider and Rapunzel.
I love Tangled.
I know, right?
Flynn Rider is my favorite prince.
Flynn Rider. Yeah. I love there. It was either this one or I love Tiana. That one's a really. That's actually one of my favorites.
Yeah.
But I picked this one because as a child, I loved their story because they're more of what I
Prince
would say.
Prince Sabine and Tiana, they're kind of.
They're kind of enemies to lovers.
So Tangled and Flynn are more like friends?
Or captor and kidnapper. Does Flynn have Stockholm Syndrome?
Yeah, well, she does maybe. Take him. I think it's more like
working
together.
Yeah.
And then lovers.
So it's workers and then lovers.
Yeah. Ooh. Work together and then love each other.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds not right.
I love Tangled.
I love
better
them.
Than Frozen.
Oh, whoa, that's kind of
better than Moana.
Want to get any more out?
Better than pretty much all of them.
Okay,
except for Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. And Princess and the Frog.
Yeah.
Those
are my three favorites.
And there you go, guys. I love Disney. I love that whole era because to me, the Rapunzel and Tiana and all of them when they did the princesses with their princes. It was like they were friends. They were not automatically in love with one another.
Yeah.
Which not a lot are. I mean, I do have to say that.
I am going to tell you that I do think the trope of the princess not having a prince is kind of getting a little old.
It's getting old because
we had it with Merida. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
She's a kid.
Yeah.
Okay. And we had it with Moana. Okay.
She's
cool.
A kid.
She's a kid. She's trying to be a leader. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's just no need for that storyline anyway.
Right.
But I will say. It's getting a little old.
It's getting a little old.
Like, let's have a cool prince and princess story again.
Yeah.
Because that is fun.
It is.
And the thing, you can have both. You just don't have to eliminate it all together.
Together.
Because it does take away the magicalness. Because, like I said, you know, he's my favorite prince.
Mm-hmm.
The fun thing is there are other princes to like.
Yeah. And I think that is the thing that you always have to... Now, I almost... My close was Zootopia. That is one of my most recent favorites. So I don't put it in there very much. And they're more of enemies to lovers.
They're enemies to lovers.
Yeah. Well, they're actually enemies, friends, and then lovers.
Lovers, yeah.
They kind of go through it as well. But I haven't watched Zootopia in a little while, and I kind of want to. But I love Rapunzel because of that. And I know a lot of people are like, well, that's not real, Libby. That's not real love. None of these are real love.
They're
not. Let's be really honest.
They're all scripted.
It's all scripted. It's not real. You're not going to find... No dude's going to come in your tower. Well, probably should not fall in love with the guy that comes in your tower.
Yeah, probably not.
And,
call the
police. Know, no guy is going to be... You're not going to be a governess anytime soon. Mm-hmm. Unless you are a nanny in a house.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that happens. Ooh. A lot of thrillers start
Or
that
maybe
way.
You're an author writer.
Oh, maybe you're an author writer. well, that was a good list.
I know.
Wow, look at us. See, we do have a loving side.
We do. We love the love.
I don't feel like people are shocked by yours.
No, probably not.
But they might be shocked by mine.
Maybe a little.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Maybe a ton.
Don't get hurtful now. Don't get hurtful. But you know, speaking of something, you know, love
driven,
score-wise,
pushed down our throats.
We have a book club. If you don't know,
we have a book club.
We've talked about it before on the podcast, and I decided, hey, I want to be popular.
You want to be popular?
Yeah.
You want to be popular?
So let me pick a book by a popular author. Yes. It's like out of nowhere for me.
Never thought we'd ever grace this name before.
And she happened to have written kind of a thriller mystery.
She happened.
Happened to.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not a Nicholas Sparks fan. I know. I'm kind of surprised the Notebook didn't pop up at some point in here.
It's funny.
Well, not by us, for sure. No, please stop.
Can't do that.
Please stop.
I'm gonna leave.
You know, message in a bottle.
I'm gonna throw up, dear John. I'm gonna
stop. A Walk to Remember, which, by the way, not a bad story.
Not a bad story.
Yeah,
I love really have been in that
station. Shameless.
Hey,
one of my favorites.
Where's he at?
I follow him on Instagram.
Is he cute?
Yeah.
Older?
Yeah.
He was cute then.
Yeah, I'm aware.
That's Tangled.
Yeah.
She's in that movie.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Maybe
yeah, what did I forget for?
I just forgot.
Never watched it. I've though watched TikToks.
Oh, you're one of those.
Oh.
But, yeah, so I wanted to pick something out of left field for
okay.
the book club.
Left field.
You know.
What? Go right. Always go right. Never go left.
I wanted someone to be like, oh, whoa.
No way. You picked.
Katie picked a Colleen
Hoover? Oh, my gosh. Alarm bells should be going off in your head right now. Okay?
And I know it's really off the wall.
Off
for
the
me.
Rails.
When one of the book club members says, "You picked a Colleen Hoover book? Are you sure about
Are
that?
Are you sure about that?
Are you sure?"
She was right.
Yeah, I know.
And you know, before we start this, can I give a disclaimer?
It's okay. It's okay.
It's okay that you like Colleen Hoover.
You there go, cohorts.
You.
I don't know.
Is that what they're called? Okay, I was gonna call them Hoovers.
Co-hosts? I don't know.
The like Hoovers? The vacuum. No.
I don't know, but they have a name.
Okay.
A specific name for
fans. Are they going to come for us if we call them
wrong?
They
might.
Oh,
whoa.
Whoa.
Because I've watched several YouTube videos about that, and some people have actually gone after them. So we are in
for it. We are. We love Colleen Hoover. Well, no, you're not going to love it. I'm going to be really honest with you. If you're a Colleen Hoover fan, don't click off. Keep listening.
Keep listening.
But just beware that, you know, me personally, I myself am going to warn you. I'm going to say some stuff,
but
and you might not like it.
Okay. Well, you know what? Just to let them be surprised.
Okay.
But I picked a book for the book club.
Yes, you did.
That was a Colleen Hoover. And it was Verity.
Stop!
Making that noise. It was Colleen Hoover's Verity, okay? And was it a thriller and a mystery? Yes, it was.
It was something.
It was something.
Yeah.
It was okay.
There it is.
It wasn't awful. It wasn't great. It was okay.
It's okay, guys.
Colleen Hoover, I had no idea that when I picked this, that I was opening a huge can of worms. So Colleen Hoover used to be a social worker. And she decided, which makes sense for some of the topics she picked for some of hers.
Yeah.
But she used to be that, and then she started writing for young adults.
Mm-hmm.
So she's a young adult writer.
Mm.
So I take that into, you know, consideration.
You love that.
Yeah.
You say great things about young adult writers.
I love Twilight.
Okay.
I love Hunger Games.
But you were
Divergent.
When you read those things, you were
I was a young adult. It's not that, I don't judge people that read young adult novels.
No, we don't.
Okay. I just know that.
You're lucky you didn't burn to the floor right now.
I just know that Colleen Hoover used to be that, okay?
Okay.
According to my research.
Your research.
She also has three boys, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, three young boys.
Good for her.
She has written 26 books.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
That's too many.
And, well, I mean, she's written And she had several in her young adults.
Yes.
But what made her the most famous is... It all ends
with us. There it is.
That's the most famous. That's the one getting this
serious.
Why
are you nervous about saying
because
that? Because they're going to come for us. The Hoovers are coming.
The Hoovers are coming, yes. Yeah. They also have an extreme Facebook group, by the way.
Yeah.
With fans of Colleen Hoover that you have to be elite to get into.
Why do you have to be elite?
I don't know.
It makes me want to go and get in there.
I don't think you'll pass.
Why?
Because they ask you all kinds of questions in the Facebook group before
about, like,
you
books
enter.
And stuff?
Yes, about her books. What's your favorite Colleen Hoover book?
Verity.
That's the only one you've read.
Yeah. I know. I would not lie.
No, would not be right.
That would be wrong to
But
know.
Would you say it all ends with us? Because that's probably super common. So you need...
I would say Ugly Love.
November 9th.
November 9th.
Don't do Ugly Love.
Or Too Late.
Too Late. No, don't do that one either.
Two
That
lovers.
Was the second one I almost considered for the
book But it club. Has a trigger warning.
It has several trigger warnings, which this one probably should have
And it
have
opens
too.
Up with a scene.
Yes, it does.
Which a lot of Thank our books you. Have scenes in them.
Yeah, a lot of her books have scenes in them. Mm. I was,
going to And be, they talk about...
Yeah, I'm going to be honest didn't with tell you. You. When I... Thank you. Thank you for that. I'm going to be honest. When I picked this book,
yeah,
I did not know. I thought she was a love story author. Did mm-hmm. not realize she was a spicy.
Oh! Yeah.
And everything I read says she was light on the spicy. Don't think this was light on the spicy. I think it was very heavy on the uncomfortable level. Like, nothing about it was great.
Yeah.
At all. So, here was the book we started with. We started with Verity. And how I felt about it afterwards, after had several people being like, oh, you're going to love
you're
it.
You're going to love it. It's great. My favorite.
It's got so many twists on it.
Yeah.
It's got so much. It scared me.
I read it in 8 hours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It scared me.
Yeah.
That was the one that a lot of people told me. Oh, it scared me.
Oh, really?
Whoa. And I was like, okay.
Whoa.
I love to be terrified.
You do have to realize, though, also, I do have to give you the factor of we have read Allison Feeney.
Yeah.
And if you've never
I've read Gillian Flynn.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you've never read those books, then you probably have a tolerance level, slightly,
yeah.
of like what your expectation is. Yeah.
Right. So, yes, Verity starts off with Lone, who is our main character.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she's kind of, you know, looking for a job.
Right.
Her books aren't selling.
She's a loser
yeah,
of
pretty
a
much.
Writer.
Pretty much.
Okay.
And she meets this guy named
Jeremy.
Yeah.
We see too much of
and
Jeremy.
And it kind of starts off with he needs her to write his wife's...
Who is in a coma.
Which is in like a form of a coma?
Form of it. She's been in an
And
accident.
She's Verity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's all I'm going to say, because...
Yeah, don't say any more.
You may want to read this book.
Right.
And I think you should. I would not... If you are a love story... If you
are, in your 20s, okay, and higher,
and you
love, should read this book. If you're below 18.
No, absolutely not. If you love stories and want to get into the thriller genre,
right.
this is
book probably a
for
good
you,
book for
because
you.
You're going to think this is kind of a suspenseful,
mm-hmm.
scary book. Did I find it suspenseful? No.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, at many times, it didn't linger enough on the suspense for me.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, I want to tell you that one of my favorite books of all time, okay,
yeah.
top 5 books, one of them is Gillian Flynn's Sharp Objects.
Right.
Okay, I have read some scary books, okay, that have really left me haunting. I think His and Hers was probably
pretty
close to some of my Gillian Flynn books that were scary.
Mm-hmm.
This just did not do that for me.
No.
And the twist at the end was not the twist I had wanted. So
it has 2 twists, I guess you would say.
Yeah, it has several.
Mm-hmm.
But none of them were any of the ones I was looking for to happen. So when they happened, to say I was disappointed was an understatement of how I felt. I felt very understated by Colleen Hoover's writing.
Yeah, I agree.
I felt like she left a lot of plot holes.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like she wanted to be Gillian Flynn and Daphne Demure's Rebecca with Verity.
Right, all in one.
I mm-hmm. felt like she very much wanted Verity to be like Rebecca.
Yes.
If you've ever read that book, that is also one of my top tier favorite
mm-hmm.
books. I got that vibe in this book, but it also had just, and some of the elements of it were just ridiculous.
Well, and also you have to, if you've read Colleen Hoover, then you understand this. If you haven't read Colleen Hoover, I do strongly suggest, if you do like suspenseful, open up with this one, and then go into the next book of Colleen Hoover. I would say that's usually what they tell you. If you're a Colleen Hoover fan, I think you expect these things from her.
Yeah, and
some people are like, oh, well, that if you go into reading her books, then you already know that she's going to be that way. But why? Why do you leave so many holes, Colleen? Why you got to do that?
There's just a lot of plot holes that
mm-hmm.
drove me a little crazy.
And if you read this book, there is actually an extended version. There's another chapter. She wrote another chapter.
And I don't know that it made the story any better for
me. No, I don't think so either.
I just know that I don't think I'm going to embark on more Colleen Hoover books.
Well, we're not romance. I personally
am
not a romance novelist. And also, I know a lot of people are like, oh, but I love, you know, I love the stories. I love how she writes some of her characters. I love this. I love that. If you like Colleen Hoover, no shame here.
Absolutely. I personally feel like... Don't listen to the haters.
Don't.
But also, maybe not be like a cult.
Yeah. Maybe don't. Because they are. Because they will come for you.
Yes. Like, they'll probably come for us.
They're probably listening to this right now while we're recording it. And then they're
coming for us.
Piecing where we live.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I would say please Colleen do Hoover, that. For me personally, I feel very achieved because I've read her book finally.
I always want to at least read something by a very popular author.
So then you can say, oh, well, when someone says, have you read a Colleen Hoover? Yes.
I have.
And I'm not reading another one.
I'm not reading anymore.
Our hairdresser actually read Verity.
Yes.
It's one of her, she thinks it's the best of Colleen Hoover. She read It Ends With Us. She didn't really
and
like that one.
It Begins With Us?
And It Begins With Us.
Yeah, a lot of us.
And those were not her favorite. She didn't really like those.
But Verity, she loved a lot.
Yes. So I suggest that if you enjoy it, I do think so. Colleen Hoover is such a, I don't know, like, it started the whole TikTok phase of, like, what people were talking about.
So popular. I also follow, like, a big Bookstagram.
And they probably have a ton
and
of...
And the first one she did was Verity.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
And some people wish, you know, they could reread it and not know the twist again, and they could have that... It just wasn't the twist that I was anticipating. And right. I can't wait to talk to our book club about it because we have our
meeting. Because we're all probably going to have different point of views,
a point of views on it. And I love that, too. I also love that the way the book ends kind of gets you discussion. Maybe you have different viewpoints on what happened.
Right?
Because in this book, there's a team letter and there's a team manuscript.
Yes. It's a whole thing. There's stickers for it.
Yes. I'm team letter.
Uh-huh. And I'm team letter.
Yeah.
I just don't want to, you know... I just think
you just don't want to have it be your thing, huh? No. Yeah, it's for other people.
I'm not a Colleen Hoover person.
You're not a Hoover?
I'm not a Hoover.
Yeah.
I don't know what you guys call yourselves. I mean, I'm not, but you know what? One day, maybe.
Maybe. Probably not.
No.
It just wasn't for us, but we did enjoy reading something and trying something new. I love trying something new.
Oh, yes, you do. You do not love the same thing every day.
Absolutely not. And you know what? You read your Colleen Hoover books.
That's right.
Don't let people be snobby about that they read higher brow books. I saw that was a trend on TikTok.
Be Colleen Hoover. Don't worry about that crap.
And, you know, have your friends to lovers.
That's right. Or your enemies to lovers to friends.
All those things. Oh, well, that's kind of awkward.
That's gone.
That's too weird.
And you know what? Maybe, you know, enjoy that show with that love triangle in it.
Yeah, that's right. Don't let it stop you.
And hey, while you're enjoying all that, you should also enjoy sharing this episode on all social media platforms and tag us in it.
That's right. Tell us you're listening and let us know. And if you're on Instagram, you should be following at
Farnung Mets
and at Libby Farnung.
That's right.
Participate in the polls.
That's right. And tell us. You That's could pick okay. what we talk about next.
That's right. And you want to be ready for that wheel of makeup.
That's right.
That's coming. So you better have your favorite episodes.
Yeah.
And tell us about it. And then you get to pick the makeup look.
That's right. And you should be in the Facebook
Ranting Sister group.
That's right. For polls, anniversary things.
Yeah. We're going to have all kinds of stuff on there.
Come
this
on,
coming
guys.
Month.
All right. Bye.